This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered Tuesday the biggest parliamentary reversal ever handed a sitting government, with lawmakers, including more than 100 rebels from her own ruling Conservative Party, refusing to endorse a highly contentious Brexit deal. Reuters' Matthew Laritondo reports.
The no's have it! The no's have it! The Prime Minister!
It was widely expected that the draft divorce settlement between the UK government and European Union over Brexit would be rejected by the British Parliament. And that's what happened on a grand scale. And Prime Minister Theresa May met it with a bold move, inviting her opposition to call a no-confidence vote on her own government. In other words, she's dared them to try and get her fired.
The government has heard what the House has said tonight, but I ask members on all sides of the House to listen to the British people who want this issue settled and to work with the government to do just that.
And the Labour Party accepted the challenge. The vote's on Wednesday.
Reuters' Matthew Laritondo. Mexican authorities have found 21 bodies in the northern Mexico border state of Tamaulipas near the U.S. border. Officials said today that the remains were found near several burned vehicles near the town of Miguel Alemán. At least 17 of the bodies had been burned. Photos released by the police show the remains scattered along a dirt track. President Trump's nominee for U.S. Attorney General William Barr began 2 days of confirmation hearings on Tuesday. Barr says he's at the stage of life where he doesn't worry about the consequences of doing the right thing.
I will not be bullied into doing anything I think is wrong by anybody, whether it be editorial boards or Congress or the president. I'm going to do what I think is right.
This is VOA News. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for Tuesday's terrorist attack on a hotel and office complex in Nairobi, Kenya. Police say at least 15 people were killed and a still undetermined number wounded. One report says an American and a British citizen are among the dead. VOA's Mohammed Yusuf has more.
No, move away! Run down! Run away! No!
The attack targeted the Dusit 2 hotel and office complex. Witnesses say they heard explosions and saw armed men firing at people on site. About 2 hours after the attack, Kenyan Police Chief Joseph Boynet emerged and spoke to reporters.
We regret to inform that today at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, a group of unknown armed assailants attacked the Dusit complex in what we suspect could be a terror attack. Security and emergency services responded quickly to the incident, and immediately cordoned off the area.
Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. As the partial government shutdown over funding for the border wall with Mexico continues, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says a small bipartisan approach in the Senate does stand a chance at ending it.
I don't see Nancy Pelosi's teams breaking on her. I don't see Republicans breaking on Mitch McConnell. But what I do see is R's and D's in the Senate trying to produce a product working with the president that may get us out of this mess.
President Trump contended Tuesday that a new migrant caravan leaving Honduras justifies his demand for a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border to keep them from surging into the United States. While this stalemate continues, federal workers remain furloughed or required to work without pay. The U.S. and North Korea plan to hold high-level talks in Washington as soon as this week to discuss a second summit of their leaders following a prolonged stalemate in nuclear talks, South Korean media said on Tuesday. Giles has this.
The main topic? Probably the details of a second summit between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. And while it doesn't appear set in stone yet, the possible meeting does follow a recent pattern of interaction between the two sides, as Reuters' Josh Smith explains from Seoul.
There are increasing signs that U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un do want to meet in the near future. A high-level meeting between officials on both sides would indicate that both sides are trying to make more progress ahead of that meeting.
I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.